Welcome to the True Sport podcast series, brought to you by the Canadian Centre for Ethics in Sport, known as the CCES. The CCES is excited to bring you a four-part podcast series where we'll explore how activating True Sport can foster a positive sport culture and provide sport with the best chance to reach its full potential.
In the spirit of sport, we acknowledge that we gather on the traditional and unceded territories of Indigenous peoples across the expansive nation of Canada. From coast to coast to coast, these lands have hosted countless sporting events, competitions, and moments of athleticism. We recognize that many of these activities, from traditional games to modern sports, have deep-rooted histories among Indigenous communities. We respectfully acknowledge that the head office of the Canadian Centre for Ethics and Sport is located on the traditional unceded territory of the Algonquin Anishinaabe people. We honour this land as well as other First Nations, Métis, and Inuit lands and territories on which we work. The CCES recognizes the outstanding contribution of the First Peoples to make sport and acknowledges the power of sport to promote reconciliation and address inequality. Just as in sport, where teamwork and respect for one another are fundamental, we understand that acknowledging the traditional territories is a collective effort towards reconciliation. It is our shared responsibility to learn from, listen to, and support Indigenous athletes and communities to foster a more inclusive, equitable, and safe sporting world.
The CCS's vision is that sport is fair, safe, accessible, and inclusive. We believe the fundamental purpose of sport can and should be to make a positive contribution to Canadian society. And we believe that ethical sport is the best way to achieve that.
Before we begin, here's our Did You Know segment, where we share an interesting fact connected to True Sport. According to the annual True Sport survey, 95% of respondents agree that True Sport is an effective way to foster values-based sport experiences. This inspirational result sets the tone nicely for our conversations today.
In this episode, we're going to take a look inside organizations that activate True Sport and what makes them stand out. We'll go behind the scenes with organizations that exemplify the True Sport principles in their practices, policies, and programs. We'll discuss the challenges and successes they've had while integrating the True Sport principles into organizational culture and consider best practices for building a positive sport environment. We're going to be talking with leaders who are actively shaping the future of sport through their commitment to True Sport.
Organizations who want to activate True Sport often ask us the same questions. Are there resources to help me? And where should I begin? They also share their pain points and are looking for specific resources to address threats to good sport.
I think it would be helpful to begin by encouraging organizations to reflect on what they're already doing to help build and create positive sport cultures, and to also think about other opportunities they may have to meaningfully activate True Sport. One set of resources that would be a good starting point are the True Sport Lives Here infographics. This series of infographics describes activities, resources, and activations to help live the True Sport principles based on your role in sport. Team, coach, official, school, facility, parent, guardian, league, and more. The infographic for organizations outlines how to start the True Sport journey and provides links to relevant tools and resources. It offers a combination of quick wins and longer-term activations that can help an organization live True Sport.
Something I would like to highlight about the True Sport Lives Here infographic for organizations is the awards. Most organizations celebrate annual awards that could be reframed to reflect the True Sport principles and then implemented as a True Sport initiative. Awards are a wonderful way to profile and celebrate individuals across the organization and within your membership and community who live the True Sport principles on and off the field of play.
Yes, and organizations can also use their existing communication channels like their website, newsletter, or social media to share their commitment to True Sport. To build on the idea you just shared, organizations can highlight True Sport award winners, promote the True Sport principles, display posters and banners, and highlight what they want their membership to recognize and share appreciation for.
Absolutely. It's important for organizations to continually grow awareness about their commitment to True Sport. By seeing True Sport, whether it's on social media, in a newsletter, in a facility, or on a uniform, participants are reminded of the type of behavior that is expected.
Through our work with organizations, we have come up with a series of what we call True Sport motivators. These are what inspire organizations to activate True Sport and live by the principles. The motivators are often identified in response to the challenges organizations face. There are a lot of True Sport tools and resources that can support organizations to proactively address threats to values-based sport. We're going to share some of the most common challenges we're aware of and highlight a few True Sport resources that can help address them.
One of the biggest challenges we hear about is unifying participants around a common set of values and principles. Organizations want to celebrate the belief that good sport can make a great difference. This can be realized by sharing and celebrating True Sport moments and stories with the organization's membership through their newsletter, on social media, or on their website. We've seen organizations implement True Sport moments in a number of ways. One way is by using the hashtag True Sport Moments on social. It's a wonderful way to share a story to celebrate the True Sport principles in action, whether it's from a practice, a competition, or throughout the season. Another way we've seen organizations celebrating True Sport moments is by providing the opportunity during an event to take time and recognize behaviors that are connected to the True Sport principles. If there's an outreach booth at the event, organizations have provided a small True Sport Moments card. People stop by and fill out the card with a story they were involved in or witnessed and add it to a True Sport Moments wall. Again, this is a nice way to engage all participants around celebrating this common set of values and principles.
And again, publicly displaying an organization's commitment to True Sport is a great way to remind members of the behaviors that an organization expects from all participants and to motivate people to unite around a common set of values and principles where the True Sport principles are at play.
Another tool that brings people together around a common set of values and principles is the True Sport Agreement. This tool creates an opportunity for a group or team to work together to identify goals and objectives while also creating a common understanding of how they're going to show up and treat each other. This process helps create a positive sport culture from the ground up.
And if you remember from our first episode, we talked about the True Sport principles in action. This resource can be shared by organizations who want to unite their membership by building awareness and understanding of what the True Sport principles look like, sound like, and feel like. The various behavioral and environmental indicators listed for each principle can be used as a reference point for encouraging actions that can lead to a positive sport culture.
Another great way for organizations to intentionally bring awareness to True Sport is to host a True Sport event. At True Sport events, the expectation is that the True Sport principles will be recognized and celebrated. This can happen in a few ways: by sharing a True Sport oath in the opening ceremonies, giving out True Sport awards, displaying banners around the facility, and hosting an outreach booth. All of these options provide opportunities to have conversations and bring further awareness to True Sport. Sharing knowledge with athletes, parents, guardians, officials, volunteers, and spectators helps to bring awareness to True Sport moments that can happen during the event. True Sport events are a wonderful way to activate and celebrate good sport within an organization.
Absolutely. And another theme we often discuss with organizations is how activating True Sport helps to attract and retain good people. Directors on your board, volunteers, athletes, coaches, officials, and staff can all be drawn to an organization that is unified by True Sport.
Yes, we've heard from organizations that getting people to volunteer and keeping them engaged can be a big challenge. People are more likely to stay involved and even bring friends along if they're enjoying themselves. This is often what we speak to when we share the True Sport pathway. We ultimately reach the realization of the benefits of good sport when people are drawn to and retained within organizations. When an organization lives by the True Sport values of fairness, excellence, inclusion, and fun, people want to remain involved.
Exactly. People are naturally attracted to the opportunity of joining an organization that actively engages in True Sport. These organizations show appreciation for volunteers through True Sport Awards. They may also celebrate a specific True Sport principle, like give back, as a way to connect to their community and make a difference beyond the organization.
Yes, and when it comes to finding good people who are aligned with True Sport, we have a group of selection guides that can help. These are values-based approaches for coaches and player selection that are designed to help organizations ensure that the coaches and participants that are selected share a commitment to True Sport. It's a good way to ensure there's transparency and fairness within an organization's selection process and allows them to communicate their commitment to True Sport by grounding the process in the True Sport principles. This is a great way to bring meaning to True Sport from the very beginning. Someone's first entry into an organization can bring alignment with True Sport to encourage them to live by the principles throughout their time within the organization and beyond.
One last resource to highlight is the True Sport Policy Template. This helps organizations bring True Sport to life, ensuring alignment within the organization and intentionally embedding the principles throughout programs, practices, and policies. This goes beyond just public display, communication, and the celebration of people. It builds from a foundation where everything is grounded in True Sport. We have seen people become attracted to an organization because of their commitment to True Sport and then stay committed to it. These pieces ladder up and exemplify all the things that contribute to the notion that good sport can make a great difference.
Yes, this resource can make such a great difference for organizations. And I think about the different roles and people that are involved in an organization. I think encouraging organizations to share True Sport resources within their membership to help inspire them to bring True Sport to life.
I think it's time to bring in our guest. We're so fortunate to have a wonderful group join us today. So I'm going to take a minute to quickly introduce each of our guests today, and then we'll dive into our conversation. So we have Jill Brothers, she/her technical director at Nova Scotia Curling; John Kavar, he/him manager sport pathway at Speed Skating Canada; and Suzanne Fisher, she/her, Director of Program and Operations, Ottawa Gymnastics Centre. Welcome. We're so excited to have you join us, and thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to share your True Sport story with us.
So, Suzanne, we'll start with you for this first one. What advice would you give other sport leaders who are thinking about integrating the True Sport principles into their organization?
Include integrating the True Sport principles into your strategic plan, include it in your job descriptions, include it in your meeting agendas. Make it part of your visible brand so that it becomes an organizational priority and influences decision making. And then also that way you're mindfully monitoring progress and identifying any gaps or opportunities for improvement. And then I think it's also important to be intentional and consistent in everything you do. So integrating the True Sport principles takes intentional and purposeful action on a day-to-day basis, and it's important to be mindful of that.
Amazing. I think there's some really great bits in there. Thanks for mentioning the purposeful and intentional pieces. John, do you have anything to add to what Suzanne has just said from your experience?
Yeah, absolutely. At Speed Skating Canada, we took an internal look first at our core values and really found how they aligned with the principles of True Sport. So we created an alignment right away with messaging that was already going out to our community. And we also found alignment as well with our LTD long-term development principles, which was really great because as we're promoting True Sport principles throughout the pathway, the youth and then junior areas of our participation, it really helps to be able to lean into LTD and into our core values. So that was something that we noticed and leaned into on an alignment right away and helps us with our messaging.
And Jill, over to you. Do you have any thoughts to share?
Yeah, those are all amazing bits of information from both of you. And on my end, being part of the provincial curling association is something that I really strive to do, is to get our clubs to find someone else within the clubs that understands the values of true sport. And through curling, we tried to make it super approachable by offering onboarding packages so that people could really quickly understand the values by having it delivered to their club, so they could see right in front of their face kind of what it stands for and why wouldn't you want to jump on board here. It just makes sense for your club and for the future of your junior curlers in our case, to just provide that that really forward thinking way of being a true sport and then maybe becoming a true sport champion in the future.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. So we have a bit of a follow-up question. So we'll go in the same order as we did for that first one. So Suzanne, over to you. Can you provide an example of how the True Sport principles have positively contributed to building a positive sport culture within your organization?
Yeah, sure. A few months ago at the Ottawa Gymnastics Centre, we started a True Sport Principle of the Month initiative. So it's been 3 months so far, and conversations about respect, inclusion, and keeping it fun are happening now. We're talking to each other and with program participants about what these principles look like in action. We're asking people what respect, inclusion, and keeping it fun means to them, because those are the three principles we've featured so far over the past 3 months. And these positive conversations are giving us an opportunity to connect with each other and build that positive culture together.
Thanks, Suzanne. Anything to add from you, John?
Yes, at the speed skating national level events, we found that just there's such a high level of emotion that can exist when you're competing at a national championship and sometimes trying to be selected for an international team to go represent Canada elsewhere. The True Sport principles, the implementation of True Sport in those environments has helped us, I think, support and mitigate some of that emotion that overflows during the competition experience. So you have officials, you know, making a call and an athlete reacting emotionally and a coach jumping in to try to support. And it's sort of in an environment where there's a lot of, like I said, emotion and energy that can spill over. And the True Sport principles have helped guide some of that relationship process and helping coaches, athletes, and officials to work together towards sort of common solutions and finding ways to communicate with each other so that ultimately respect is kept, you know, on the table and people are working towards more of a growth mindset and understanding how to get the best out of the competition environment for everybody, for all participants.
Wonderful. Thank you. And Jill, anything additional for this question?
Yeah, here in Nova Scotia, we have a little bit of a different opportunity that our curlers are starting to take advantage of. It's becoming a True Sport ambassador. So for us here last season and this season, our curlers have really realized kind of what the True Sport principles are through their curling club or through our high performance program. And we've now had, out of the opportunity in the past 2 years, it would be 24 athlete ambassadors, and four of them have been curlers, and then one Special Olympian as well, that's a curler and a lawn bowler. So that's been a really great opportunity for athletes here that any sport can have, but that our curlers are really like knowing that it's an opportunity and they want to get in there and they want to have their own month and they want to be a True Sport ambassador. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So good. I love the connected theme that you've all kind of highlighted, is building this positive sport culture together as a group of participants within, you know, your sport context. So it's amazing. Okay, Jill, I'm going to start with you for this next question. What motivated and inspired you to integrate the True Sport principles into your organization's policies, practices, program strategies?
I was actually inspired by a junior director and a coach and a mom when I first started as the technical director, and she wanted more advice on how to incorporate safe sport into her club and into her program. And so I started researching a little bit and looking further into what opportunities were available. And one of my colleagues at Sport Nova Scotia had recommended looking into True Sport. And that's where a lot of doors started opening and what the opportunities were and what we could do as an organization to help all of the clubs, not just that particular club alone. So it was quite easy to start integrating different parts of True Sport. And luckily, our provincial funding partners, they understood the value behind this, and they were able to provide us with a grant to help the clubs get our packages and, do what they would like to do with it, but with us being able to guide the way in what the purpose of the True Sport package was. And again, we have also brought it into our board and our staff, and everyone needs to take part in what it is. And we also include it in all of our signs that we take to all of our provincial championships. You'll see the True Sport logo along with the Nova Scotia Curling logo branded together and in the ice as well. So we've nice. Really, really brought it kind of full circle to just be seen all the time everywhere.
John, do you have anything to add for this question?
Yeah, I think we had numerous things that I think were happening, which inspired us to really engage with True Sport and kind of move forward with implementation of the True Sport principles in our space. We had a cultural review that we were going through. We had feedback from our community that, they were really letting us know that we needed to do better in certain areas, and a big part of it was communication, but a lot of it was just simply how you implement and relate with your community, with the participants, and with what you're trying to do. And I think we realized that True Sport was kind of like a solution that came with a team of people that helped provide tools that responded to a lot of those things. So in our cultural review, we knew we needed to step up and take action, but we didn't know how necessarily to take action. And the True Sport principles and some of the guidelines sort of helped us say, oh, we could implement that into our youth championships and start teaching kids about what True Sport is and the principles, which align really well with our values. And we started running information sessions for the skaters, for the coaches at our youth championships, which helped create an alignment also with long-term athlete development, where we have these pillars of physical, intellectual, and social. So you're trying to build the social development of your athletes. You're trying to help support their mental growth and their intellectual understanding of the sport. And all of that isn't just about physical training. It's about how you relate with people. It's about, showing respect. It's about playing fair. It's about all of the things that kind of bring everything together that help create the overall experience. So I think we had these bells going off and numerous different areas that said, hey, this is going to be a smart thing. And it really was helpful just to jump in and start working with the True Sport team and figuring out how to actually take action.
Okay, so for this next question, we'll start with you, Suzanne. Can you provide an example of a successful initiative or program that aligns with the True Sport principles?
I think so, yeah. As a nonprofit club, we definitely recognize that there are already many great True Sport tools and resources that have already been developed. And that's great for us because we don't necessarily have the capacity to build something from scratch. So as an example, the True Sport Experience is an excellent resource for us. As recreational leaders, we can use the True Sport Experience as a resource to really bring True Sport to life. In a gymnastics facility, the True Sport Experience activities serve as excellent warm-up games that teach everyone about the True Sport principles and what they look like in action.
Oh, great. Lovely to hear the True Sport Experience being used beyond the school system. And it's exactly kind of what we were hoping was going to happen. So that's music to our ears. Jill, anything to add for this question?
Last year, we decided to make our U11 Jamboree a True Sport event. So we're excited to make this year's U12 Jamboree a True Sport event as we've merged some age categories. But in doing this, we ask the kids to write down what their favorite principle is. And last year we did find out that it was including everyone, was the overwhelming winner in their favorite principal, and they got to win maybe like a True Sport toque or whatever we have on hand, which kids love to win a prize. And the great thing about doing it at this young age group is that moving forward, they just see it. They know what it means when they see it in the ice. They're getting the values at that really young age. So it's instilling it at our youngest championship in curling. And again, moving on, we do have the opportunities to become a True Sport champion, so and a True Sport ambassador. So in that line, it's just a great area to kind of start having a True Sport event and pushing it forward. And maybe we'll include it in the U15 this year. We have a lot of U15 activities, so we'll see.
Okay, last one. We'll keep with you, Jill, and would love to hear your thoughts on what challenges that you might have encountered in promoting and implementing the True Sport principles and how you've either addressed or overcome them.
One of the challenges for me was coming to the clubs and, you know, telling them what True Sport's about, why they might want to join, but they don't understand how quick it is to join and how easy it is. I have a couple clubs still that they do have the True Sport signs. They have the logos, but they have yet to just go online and write it down. So they're on board, but they're just, for whatever reason, hesitant to take that last little step of signing up. Sometimes people don't want the extra mail in their inbox, or they're just really busy and they don't do it. One of the clubs that I'm at all the time, they have everything up, but I know they haven't signed on the dotted line. So I know that's just like, it's a small little problem. But that's one of those things that I track personally. So I like to know which clubs we do have that have signed up, which clubs to continue supporting because they have signed up, which clubs haven't signed up. So it's great for me to know in that way. So it's not a huge problem. It's a small problem, but it's also one of those little things that I like to keep track of. And another problem, if you will, is how to continue, you know, moving forward. Okay, we've got our foot in the door. People understand what it is now, but what are we doing next? So, you know, beyond having our board members at Nova Scotia Curling on board, what about their board members? What about, you know, what about the kids program? The kids program's an easier one, but what about, you know, the club curlers that play one night a week? So it's about like, how do we keep branching out and making it a little bit larger through, we do have 33 member clubs. So, you know, to keep sharing the message. And I think that's going to be something for everyone to always overcome, because that's like almost the impossible, but it's something that we can keep doing bit by bit. And again, now that we have our foot in the door and I have other people that are with me helping me do this, that does make sharing the word easier. But it is a question to me too, of how am I going to keep moving forward? So that's something that I can always use help with too.
Suzanne, do you have anything to add?
Something that we're keeping our eye on is we're just all so busy that I think that potentially complacency may become a challenge, not taking that consistent, intentional day-to-day approach that we talked about earlier. And so we're working to overcome that just by being aware of the potential for that to happen, and ensuring that we're mindful, consistent, and purposeful in our actions, and making sure that we keep True Sport visible in everything that we do, so it really does become part of our day-to-day. Something else that's really helpful for us is our provincial governing body has completely embraced True Sport. So Gymnastics Ontario, they require member clubs to join True Sport. They ask any member clubs that are hosting events to declare them a True Sport event and to include True Sport oaths for officials, coaches, and athletes. And that really makes a big difference. And knowing that we have that support and direction and leadership from Gymnastics Ontario really, really helps us with any challenges that we may encounter.
Amazing. And as you mentioned earlier, too, having True Sport on the agenda kind of helps you stay connected to it in a meaningful, purposeful way, too. So
Yeah, that's right. It's really important, I think, to keep it top of mind.
If I could add in as well, I think that it's, we've experienced the same thing at Speed Skating Canada about trying to move it forward, trying to keep progress when you feel like you don't necessarily have the capacity to make all of the changes that you want to make. It almost feels like you need to have a change management specialist certification in order to help make things move sometimes, but really just being intentional with the small steps and then slowly building on that. And it builds momentum with the community. We've incorporated True Sport messaging into our team leader coaches meeting at the beginning of all of our national events. It's on our schedules that we post online. Every event is branded with the True Sport logo now. And it helps create the consistency that this is something that should be seen as normal. And then as we keep moving forward, we keep trying to just add in layers of impact. So increasing the number of opportunities to connect with coaches on a specific coaching tool that might help them with the True Sport principles and applying it within their environment, or adding it into the officials' environment, or connecting with the parents and slowly building on how we interact with everybody at an event. And we find that the more we just add in a little bit at a time, the more that the community reaches back and asks for ways that they can implement it themselves. So we have our provincial and territorial organizations reaching out as well, because they're starting to implement them in their regional events. And it's really creating a momentum slowly, and it being okay with the fact that you can't achieve it all at once. Just take the small steps and let it build, let the momentum grow.
That's it for the formal questions, but just wanted like pause and offer if you want to go back or kind of have any final thoughts.
I think one thing I would add in, I guess, is that I find that True Sport offers ways to solve problems or at least address issues that we didn't necessarily predict. So the coach official relationship is one that kind of came to us. That was something that jumped out as an official saying, you know, they have trouble communicating with coaches that are highly emotional. And we realized that the True Sport sort of package allowed us to address that situation with something that was evidence-based, with something that was supported by a community and already had sort of momentum on its own. And it didn't sound like Speed Skating Canada was trying to be the, you know, the big bad wolf or trying to direct something per se, but just provide support and, you know, just creating that positive environment. Another one was how coaches interact with their skaters when they're having challenges with how a skater behaves, or a club with how maybe a coach behaves in different situations. And the True Sport principles, the True Sport tools and resources actually help provide guidance in areas that we're not all experts. So I think that's something to keep in mind is using it where you might not necessarily think you can, but it pretty much applies almost everywhere.
I just want to highlight something John said that's also really important for us. Again, without a lot of financial resources, without a lot of human resources, the fact that True Sport is evidence-based, that it has been proven time and time again to really have a positive impact on sport experiences, and the fact that so many great tools and resources already exist, it's just, it's so helpful for small clubs to be able to really take action and make an impact, and everything is ready to go.
Thank you so much for your incredible insights and for joining us, Suzanne, John, and Jill. Your practical examples of living True Sport are truly inspiring. You've left us with a sense of purpose, and we are so grateful for the work you are doing. Organizations play a vital role in fostering positive sport cultures and provide sport with a better chance to deliver on its full potential. They can do this by offering education and engagement opportunities about the True Sport principles for all participants, including coaches, athletes, parents or guardians, and administrators. If we're all guided by a set of common principles and commit to igniting positive change in sport while setting standards for future generations to build on, the future of sport will be bright.
Yes, exactly that. to build a positive sport culture and to reclaim the promise and potential of sport, we need to celebrate and recognize when good sport is happening. That's it for this episode. Thanks for joining us.
We recognize that changing culture is a long game that takes time and effort. But with a consistent and intentional commitment to TrueSport, we can create the positive sport culture we all want. For more information about TrueSport, check out our website at truesport.ca. You can subscribe to the monthly newsletter, find tools and resources, and declare your commitment by joining TrueSport. You can also find us on social media at TrueSport Pure. Drop us a line and tell us how you plan to activate TrueSport.
Thanks for listening. We hope to have inspired you to play your part to help ensure good sport is happening in communities across Canada. Until next time.